paper bride came all the way from China. Golden Gate, San Francisco Bay. Spent a lifetime on Angel Island, waiting for our wedding day. There's a fortune on Golden Mountain. I staked my claim there in the fall. Left my bride on Angel Island. She wrote these words there on the wall. Loving you. Working the gold fields in the high Sierra. Early snow began to fall. Buried treasure for my darling. Under the redwood trees so tall. Snowed in all winter on Golden Mountain. When I return late in the spring, my bride was gone from Angel Island. No one knew where, no one knew when. Now I live my life like a Chinese painting. Shadows wash against the sky. Buried treasure, empty brush strokes for my darling. We never said our last goodbye. Loving you. In the 1960s, in the psychedelic era, I went to work with Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. And we would play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night. It was very much like a Burlington moment. We had health food sponsors. We had Jimmy Dean pure pork sausage. You could buy brains and eggs down at Limebaugh's cafeteria. It's good stuff. I used to have that around here, in fact, but scrambled brains is really good. And we were doing our best, believe me. And the other sponsor was a little less evil, perhaps. It was a Red Man chewing tobacco. It's still good stuff right there, I'm telling you. One night I was outside the Hillbilly Ranch in Boston, sitting there on a hot summer night, sitting on the curb with Everett Lilly and B. Lilly and Don Stover and Everett Allen playing the bass. And they were passing around a bottle of Scotch snuff from the, what's that, tobacco shop in Harvard Square. But it's a big old bottle of Scotch snuff. It wasn't no little Copenhagen little pads, you know. It was loose. And they were talking like this. And B. Lilly turned to me and said, "Pete, you want some?" Well, to be B. Lilly, "You want some?" And me, looking for the buzz, said, "Whoa, does it give you energy?" B goes, "Oh, hell no, it takes it." So we used to leave the Grand Ole Opry around midnight and head up north to a place that Bill had to do a matinee on Sunday. It was called the Brown County Jamboree up at Bean Blossom, Indiana. And we played there many a times in various configurations, both memorable and completely forgetful, as I remember. The opening band, the first night I got there, was a guy playing, it was two brothers, it was an act. One was playing the snare drum and the other was playing the musical saw. And that, but where do you, you can't find that anymore. Well, I remember the morning that the old bus, the Bluegrass Breakdown, lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway up there in Kentucky by a place called Horse Caves, another memorable place to go. Horse Caves, Kentucky. I was standing outside the bus watching the sunrise over the mountains to the east. And here comes Bill Monroe off the bus, kind of gliding. His feet never really touched the ground, you know. Came up to me and he said in my ear, as plain as day, he said, "Pete Rones." He always called me plural. "Pete Rones, listen good to this and don't you ever forget it." He sang this melody. I put some words to it. We wrote this song together. This is called The Walls of Time.